In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
This is Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have with me Maria Vadia, and we're going to be speaking about days of glory, but not only that, what it means to be a shallow Christian. What it means to be a shallow Christian. And this is very interesting because it's so easy to be at the edge of the ocean and put my little toes in rather than to get my whole being into the ocean. Shallow Christian, remember what Jesus said, pull out into the deep for a catch, into the deep. And so many of us live on the edge of the shore, on the edge of the river of God, rather than where we should be, in the midst of the glory, in the midst of the river, in the midst of his presence. So I have with me Maria Vadia. She's an evangelist, and she loves the Lord, and she's going to be talking to us, and we'll both be talking. So here's Maria Vadia Carianda.
Well, I say hello to all of you that are listening here today in Boston area and wherever else the radio program goes to. And that this is a brand new day that that the Lord is giving to us, and we have the opportunity to walk like Jesus walked. And we have to lift up our vision a little higher or much higher, because we cannot be living as mere mortals. We need to start living like children, sons and daughters of the Most High God. In John 5:19, Jesus says that he can only do what he sees the Father doing. And then the next verse, it says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything." So the word for love the Son means friendship. And there was such a friendship between the Father and Jesus. And this is what Jesus wants from us, a friendship. Not just go and attend Mass, and this is good, we want to go to Mass, we want to go to church, but it's much more than that. It is walking with the Lord 24/7. It's being in love with Jesus. It's delighting. To do his will becomes our delight. In John 15, Jesus tells his disciples, "I no longer call you servants, I call you friends," and this is what Jesus is looking for, friends. Friends, that people that he can count on, people that will carry on with his works, people that will have an open ear to do and say whatever he's showing them to do and say. So, brothers and sisters, we got to get out of the shallow waters. We got to go into the deep waters, because if you want your nation to change, the change has to start with you. It starts with you. Revival needs to come into America, and revival starts with you. And the Bible says that in Psalm 86 that all nations will bow down to the Lord, and this includes America. We've got to enter into a time that we quit the grumbling and complaining and say, "Lord, I am here for you. I am here for your kingdom. I'm here to release your government and your kingdom everywhere that I go." Why? Because we are surrendered vessels, surrendered to carry on with the will of God. And I'm just trying to exhort you. I just want you to understand that there is more, so much more for every one of us. And it's in his presence, and it's in the glory that we start being transformed, and that revelation comes to us. This is why we're having days of glory in the Northeast, to worship the King, to give him the praise that do his name, so that God's people can be changed and transformed, so that we quit being pew potatoes. It's time to rise up and step up to the plate. What do you think, Father?
The world is so much stronger than most Christians. When they get something, they get it, okay? We see the election. The election was the election of the world. Where was the church? 50% of Catholics voted for Obama. 50%. How could that be? How could that be? That's because people are in shallow water. They don't know their arm from their leg. They don't know Jesus from Mickey, and I mean Mickey Mouse. As a matter of fact, they probably know Mickey Mouse more because they bring their children to see Mickey. You know, everybody goes to see Mickey. What about Jesus? Jesus is the Lord. Jesus knows how to do things. Jesus knows how to change things. And, you know, I'm getting a word for people right now. You're afraid to go deeper because you're afraid of the backlash that you're going to get. Because you tried it before and the backlash started. You got it from the enemy. And you're saying, you know what, I'm not going to risk anymore. I'm not going to risk anymore. Listen, my friends, if you're not going to risk anymore, you may as well dig a hole 3-6 feet and say, this is where I'm going. Rather than saying, you know what, I want to go further. I want to go further. That's why we're having this conference, Days of Glory, for people to go further than where we are now. I want to be further on Sunday. I want to be further so that when on Monday, you know, I have something more to give to the people. And you know, it starts with you and it starts with me. You are in love. Jesus is in love with you. Jesus not only loves you, but he is in love with you. We're going to give you the name of the place, and you can come tonight at 7 o'clock, or tomorrow you can come anytime. Saturday you can come anytime, and we're going to tell you where it is. Priscilla's going to tell you where it is.
Hi, we're at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts, and it's 15 Middlesex Canal Parkway. And come, we encourage you, come and enjoy the Lord. He's so much fun. And he shows up when people of like-mindedness get together and give him praise. Hallelujah.
I have a word from Psalm 86, verse 9, and it says, all nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. I say it's time that America turn back to the Lord. I say it's time that Americans turn back to Jesus and start being doers of his word. I say it's time to take back this land back to Jesus. This is the time. We are alive for such a time as this. And some of you are thinking, but poor little me, what difference can I make? Poor little me, listen, get out of the self-pity, get out of the negativity. The Lord has a plan for your life. The Lord has a calling on your life. He knitted you in your mother's womb. He put something of him in you, and this is the time to release whatever he has deposited inside of you. We're getting together here at the Crown Plaza in Woburn to give glory to the Lord, to praise, to worship, because this is what Papa wants. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Jesus says that the Father wants worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. We have been called to be worshipers. We're not called just to be church attendees or to say that we're Catholics or Christians. We are called to be worshipers. That means to know him intimately, to worship him, because that's the response that is released when we have revelation of his glory. When we fall in love with Jesus, it's all about worshiping the King. And as we do so, the atmosphere changes. And as we do so, the nation will start to change. Brothers and sisters, get out of the shallow waters. Get out of that place of conformity and lukewarmness. We want to be on fire for Jesus. We want our lives to change. We want people to turn back to the Lord. It's time for America to turn back to the Lord. But it begins with the people of God. We have been given powerful weapons to defeat the enemy, and one of those weapons is praise and worship. It's one of those weapons. We will not win by using carnal weapons. We will win this battle. We will experience victory as we release the spiritual weapons that the Lord has placed in our hands. And one of them is the high praises of God, because the Lord changes them into a sword that drives away the enemy. Brothers and sisters, who is the enemy? Who is the enemy? It's depression. It's despair. It's self pity. It's fear. It's anxiety. It's being lukewarm and complacent. These are enemies that we have been given the power to overcome. So I say, come and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You will see your life changed. I used to be a total blind person and deaf person before I met the Lord. I was Catholic, but I was totally dead, and the Lord took my life, and he gave me revelation of Jesus. I fell in love with Jesus, and my life has never been the same. Now I give glory to him. I can only boast about Jesus. And at this time in America, we are not happy with the turn of this election, because we have put in the government a man that is radical pro-abortion. And he is exporting this to other nations, and we're not happy with that. But you know what? We're citizens of another kingdom, and we have a refuge, and we have a place to run to, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
I know many people are discouraged because of the election. We've prayed and prayed and prayed. We've done warfare. We've done all those things. But you know what? Our prayers are not wasted. Our prayers are not wasted. The scripture tells us that it's like incense before the throne of God. I do not know how God's going to use those prayers, but every prayer that we made, it goes like incense before the Lord, and he will use it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if he starts with revival? Because revival means when people come into the meeting, they get changed because the awesome presence of the Holy Spirit convicts them of sin. And you know, no one talks about the conviction of sin anymore. We don't talk about the blood anymore. We don't talk about repentance anymore. You know, we all want a nice, nice gospel. Well, I'm going to tell you the gospel. Jesus Christ the Lord has died for you. And he not only died for you, but he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. He drew you into his sacred heart. He drew you into himself. And you know what? He died, and then he was buried. And on the third day, he rose from the dead, and he's not dead anymore. I've been to Jerusalem, and I've seen many tombs. I've seen the tomb of Abraham. I've seen the tomb of Sarah. I've seen the tomb of Rebecca. And I know when I went to the tomb of Jesus, it was absolutely empty, because he has conquered sin and death by his death, burial, and resurrection. It is time for us to have a meeting with Jesus. We need to meet Jesus. We need to meet him in his love. We need to meet him in his forgiveness. We need to meet him in his presence. It is time to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, because anything else is nothing. You cannot go on unless you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, encountering the Lord. And you know what? When you're most weak, you're most strong. And you know, I hate saying that, because the Lord will have me live it more and more. When you're most weak, you're most strong.
In Acts 15, James says, starting verse 16, after these things I will return and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, in order that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name. Brothers and sisters, what is the tabernacle of David? What is the tabernacle of David? It's praise and worship. This is what David did on top of Mount Zion when he became king over all Israel. He brought the Ark of the Covenant and placed this Ark under a tent, and he assigned 4,000 musicians to praise and worship and give thanks to the Lord 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this went on for 33 years. And for 33 years, Israel prospered. For 33 years, there was peace and protection and provision for the people of God. And this is what the Bible says. This is the time to rebuild the tabernacle of David. We are the tabernacle of David. We are temples of praise. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. And this is connected to evangelization of the lost. Verse 17, in order that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name. what happens in the atmosphere of the Tabernacle of David. You're going to see it this weekend in Days of Glory. It's the kingdom of God being released in our midst. It's the atmosphere of heaven. It's the atmosphere of God. It's the glory. It's Jesus coming into our midst. What happens? People get set free from demons. People get freed from addictions. People get transformed. There is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. Why is this important? The joy of the Lord is our strength. There is healing because the Lord comes with healings in his wings. There is revelation in the midst of the glory. There is everything that we need, provision. There is the ministry of the angels. Let me tell you, I fell and I broke my hip 3 months ago. I had to have surgery. I couldn't even walk. I had to use a walker, but now the Lord is healing me, but I have experienced that every time I am in his presence, my hip and my leg is much better, and now I'm doing much better. I've been healing in an accelerated way. It's because of the Lord. It's because I'm spending time with him. Thank you, Jesus. So come and experience the atmosphere of the Tabernacle of David. This is what God wants. This is what God expects us to rebuild. This is how the nation will be changed. Brothers and sisters, it's not about human beings. Amen. Our trust is in the name of the Lord. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But we trust in the name of the Lord. We need to put our trust in the Lord, King Jesus, because we're citizens of the kingdom of God. And we are to carry on with his works. And that's why we have been given the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. It's time to leave behind the shallow waters. It's no more about saying, oh, yeah, I did a Life in the Spirit seminar 25 years ago. I know all about those things. I know about the Holy Spirit. You know what? You need more. You need more fire. You need more of the Lord. You need to let go of your stinking thinking. You need Jesus in a new way, because every day there is new things for us. So we invite you to come and experience a fresh move of God this weekend in Days of Glory.
The invitation is out. And you know, the reading was the other day, I've married a wife. I can't come. I bought me a cow. I can't come. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. This is something that God is doing. This is something that we found out through revelation that the Lord wanted us to do these things. It's not about meetings. It's about the presence of God. It's about the glory of God. It's about the atmosphere of heaven. This is what we need. This is what the church needs. And I'm telling you, you are invited to the name of the place?
Crown Plaza Holiday Inn.
In Woburn, Massachusetts. It's off of Route 95. You take exit 35. Off of Route 95, you take exit 35. We start tonight at 7 p.m., and you're welcome to come. I'm telling you, people, that God has a plan for you, and God has a plan for this nation. I'm going to tell you why the enemy was so powerful in the election of Obama. This is a covenanted region. When our forefathers came here, they covenanted with the Lord Jesus Christ. They gave this land to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you want to know something? When the enemy knows something like that, he wants to reverse it. He wants to reverse it. But I'm telling you, it's time for us to pray for Obama. It's time for us to do penance for Obama. Yes. It's time for us to get on our knees for Obama, because that's what the Bible says. Yes. And, you know, God can change him. If he could change Saul, he can change Obama. It's no big thing for God. And you know what? At the end of his 4 years, he could be having prayer meetings in the White House rather than meetings of Muslims. Anyway, it's time. It's time. It's time. Don't lose this. This is beautiful. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday. The Lord is moving here at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, Route 95, exit 35. And it's in Woburn, Massachusetts. Route 95 to exit 35 in Woburn, Massachusetts. It's time for us to say, as for me and my household, we are going to serve the Lord.
I have a word of knowledge for two ladies, and one of them is Mary. And Mary, you have been experiencing the Lord knocking on the doors of your heart. And it's time to answer his call, and it's time to go deeper with the Lord. So we invite you, Mary, to come. Come and experience something fresh, something new. Come and experience intimacy with the Lord during the days of glory. And another lady, Karen, you have been crying out to the Lord for healing, and you need healing multiple ways. You need inner healing. You need physical healing. You need mental healing. Karen, you're going to experience all of these things, all of these benefits during this weekend here in Days of Glory. Brothers and sisters, this is a time to come as the people of God. We must come in unity, and there the Spirit moves in power when we come before the Lord in unity, just like in the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2 says that they were united in one place. Something happens when God's people get together in unity. It's called a corporate anointing that comes fresh upon our heads, upon our bodies, and it changes our lives. Don't say, oh, I know Jesus. Oh, I know all about praising the Lord, and you stay behind at your house. You want to know something? 500 Christians saw the resurrected Jesus. But on the day of Pentecost, there were 120 gathered in the upper room. The Spirit of God came on the 120 as they were together in obedience to the word of the Lord. Amen. The rest of those people, okay, they were Christians, they were somewhere else, but they did not experience Pentecost that day. They did not experience the fires of tongue coming upon them that day. They did not experience the joy of the Lord coming upon them and being so happy that they sounded like drunks. Even Mother Mary was there laughing and rejoicing. They did not experience that because they stayed behind, like Father said, tending the cows and going to the bank and doing their errands. I'm saying, come and let us experience the goodness of the Lord together in unity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, directions Route 95 to Exit 35. You know, my friends, this ministry is a ministry that Jesus planted in my heart. I knew that God wanted me to be on the radio when I was a deacon. I had no idea how it was going to happen. And we've been preaching for 27 years on the radio. You are my congregation. You are my congregation. I do not have anyone but Jesus and you. You are the people who pray for me. You are the people who uphold me. You are the people who make this ministry work. We want more for you. That's why we're having these gatherings. We want more for you. And the more is in the Holy Spirit. You know, when the person that you're with said, well, I had my Jesus time. I'm telling you, there's nothing else but Jesus. There's nothing else but Jesus. Jesus time, listen, Jesus time is every single day. We have 3 more minutes and Maria's going to pray.
Oh, Lord, we just cry out to you today. We come before your presence thanking you because you are good in spite of anything else. You are always good to your people. We thank you, Papa, that you are a loving God towards us, your people, because of the blood of Jesus. And right now we extend an invitation to the north, south, east, and west, to all the Catholics, to all the non-denominationals, to the Pentecostal, to the Baptist, to the Evangelicals, to the Presbyterians, or to the atheists. We don't care for anyone who loves Jesus. For those who are seeking, we invite you to come and to experience the very presence of the Lord in our midst. You are all welcome. We open our arms to you. We welcome you. Come from the northeast. Come from any area. Come and don't miss this opportunity to experience the goodness of the Lord, to experience His glorious presence, to experience freedom and healing, to experience the benefits that belong to the people of the kingdom of God, to sons and daughters. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I shall give you rest. Come and experience the rest of the Lord right here in our midst. So we just extend that invitation. Come to the waters and freely receive what the Lord has freely given to us. This is a new day. This is a new day, and His mercies are made new every morning. His compassions never fail. We thank you, Lord.
You are part of the remnant. You are part of the remnant. It's not like it used to be in the 70s. You are part of the remnant, and the remnant needs to be empowered with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? When you're most weak, you're most strong. The Crown Plaza Hotel, Holiday Inn, Route 95, and take exit 35, and you will find us. And we start tonight at 7 o'clock with Holy Mass and praise and worship. You're welcome to come. And you know, if you can't come because you're in bed, you can pray. You can pray that be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that it changed the whole Northeast. So many prophetic words have come that the prophecy that the end revival is going to start in the Northeast. We need it more than the Bible Belt. We need it more than anybody else in the Northeast. We need that God show us His face, and it's all in the face of Jesus. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. Come, come, come. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.